è veramente risorto come aveva predetto.
Jesus is risen. He is truly risen as he said. Those were Pope Francis' words as he delivered his traditional Urbi et Orbi to the city and the world message from the central loggia of St. Peter's Basilica on a sunny Easter Sunday. The Pope said that by his resurrection, Jesus Christ has set us free from the slavery of sin and death and has opened before us the way to eternal life. In every age, the Holy Father underlined, the risen shepherd tirelessly seeks us, his brothers and sisters, wandering in the deserts of this world.
Non si stanca di cercare noi.
He goes in search of all those lost in the labyrinths of loneliness and marginalization. He takes upon himself all those victimized by old and new forms of slavery, and takes upon himself children and adolescents deprived of their carefree innocence. The risen shepherd, continued Pope Francis, walks beside all those forced to leave their homelands as a result of armed conflicts, terrorist attacks, famine, and oppressive regimes. He also prayed that the risen Lord would grant the leaders of nations the courage they need to prevent the spread of conflicts and to put a halt to the arms trade.
La matta e martoriata Siria.
During his address, the Pope prayed for peace in the Middle East, especially in war-torn Syria, recalling Saturday's attack which killed dozens of people near the city of Aleppo, calling it the latest vile attack on fleeing refugees.
Che ha provocato numerosi morti e feriti.
He also looked to the African continent, praying that the Good Shepherd would remain close to the people of South Sudan, Sudan, Somalia, and the Democratic Republic of Congo, who, he said, endure continuing hostilities aggravated by grave famine affecting certain parts of Africa. Remembering, too, Latin America, the Pope shared his hope that it would be possible for bridges of dialogue to be built and to seek viable and peaceful solutions to disputes. Turning his attention to Europe, the Holy Father prayed that the risen Lord would grant hope to those experiencing moments of crisis and difficulty, especially due to high unemployment, particularly among young people. He also made special mention of Ukraine, expressing the hope that the country, still beset by conflict and bloodshed, would regain social harmony.
Il buon pastore aiuti l'Ucraina ancora afflitta.
Finally, taking his leave, Pope Francis said, "May Jesus, who vanquished the darkness of sin and death, grant peace to our days." I'm Lydia O'Kane.